Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
The Miami Heat lose tonight to the Dallas Mavericks, 111-92. Yes, they score under 100 points once again in the year 2024, and they are officially eliminated from being anywhere higher than 7, so that means that they are in the play-in tournament. Actually, they can only finish 7 or 8, with the only difference being the 7th seed gets the first game at home. And at this point, I don't care where the Heat play, because after this game, they are now 20-19 at home. That is pitiful. Way back in, you know, the great Heat teams of Alonzo Mourning and Tim Hardaway, Pat Riley's philosophy was the recipe for success for a great team is be 500 on the road, but dominate at home. Not to say those old teams weren't great on the road, because those were the road warriors, of course, back then. But his whole mantra was to dominate at home floor. Don't let someone walk into your house and beat you in your own home. And this year, for the Miami Heat to only be one game above 500 on their home floor, with all the bad losses that they've had, all the blowout losses like they had, just like tonight. I don't care what the final score ended up being. I guess they ended up losing by almost 20 anyways, but we know it got a little bit closer in that fourth quarter. But make no mistake, the Heat were down 25 points early, and that is when the game was over. Because the Heat can barely score 25 points. So how the hell are they going to overcome a 25-point deficit? But here's the thing. This is where I stand with this Heat team, right? I will never count them out going into the postseason, just because, for me personally, they have done enough to earn my benefit of the doubt. Because we easily could have counted them out last year. We easily could have counted them out the year before when they went into Boston down 3-2. And all the Heat fans were freaking out, and Jimmy Butler did what Jimmy Butler does, as he does every postseason. And until Jimmy Butler shows that that is not him, that playoff Jimmy does not exist, then I will believe that he can do those things. Because outside of that 2021 season where they had the shortest offseason in NBA history, we all know how that playoffs was a fluke when Bryn Forbes went off. That man's not even in the league. I think the man is in prison now. Literally, I forgot what he did. Something terrible. Look it up. But outside of that fluke season, you know, that's a fluke. We've talked about that a ton. Every single year of the Jimmy Butler era, the Miami Heat have made a deep run into the playoffs. 2 NBA Finals, 1 Game 7 of the Eastern Conference, where they would have won if Jimmy would have made that 3, or they didn't call Max Strus out of bounds. But anyways, because of those reasons, they have earned my benefit of the doubt. Now, all of that to say that today in this video, I am going to judge them based off the way that they have played this regular season. And that is not very good, because tonight was a prime example of one of the biggest flaws this Miami Heat team has, which is, in general, if you just want to sort of say an overwhelming consensus of a problem, is the offense, right? One word, they can't score the ball. I saw a statistic earlier. I got to try to find the graphic, and I'll probably make another video about the Heat's offensive struggles where I can really get into the statistics and have videos and stuff. But there was a stat of the worst lineups in the NBA, and you had like the Hawks lineup, the Spurs lineup, the Trailblazers lineup, and whatnot. But the Miami Heat starting lineup was on there, and it was the Terry Rozier, Duncan Robinson starting backcourt version of that that lineup, right? How the hell can you expect to, one, make the playoffs, two, go on a deep playoff run, and your starting lineup is up there with the worst net rating lineups in the entire league? And then you go into tonight, where you don't even have Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson again. Hope those guys come back. And you're even worse. You're even worse. And to be more specific about the overall problem of offense, it is their late fourth quarter offense. I'm watching this game today versus the Dallas Mavericks. And to give you a recap of the game in a nutshell, if you didn't watch, the Miami Heat were down 22 early. Had a pretty strong third quarter. Kevin Love, Tyler Hero, those guys got hot. Cut it all the way to 8, and then the offense fell flat. And really, they got picked apart in the defensive end, too, by Luka Doncic, Kyrie, and the Dallas Mavericks. But in that fourth quarter, after, you know, the Heat got real hot, they hit threes to come back. But then there was no ball movement, terrible spacing, forcing layups that you have to contort your body and fly in three people, Tyler Hero fadeaways, just terrible shots. Conversely, on the offensive end for the Dallas Mavericks, they had 7, 8, 9 passes of possession that always ended up with an open layup, an open guy running down the lane for a floater, somebody wide open for a lob, or because the Heat had to keep rotating because the ball was moving, the Mavericks got an offensive rebound even if they missed a shot. That is what happens when you have good ball movement. And that's what the Dallas Mavericks were doing, while the Miami Heat got none of that. I was watching offensive possessions where you had three guys standing within 10 feet of each other. Just complete negative spacing. You can't win basketball games like that. And the reason that's frustrating is not only because this Heat team is supposed to have championship expectations, it's because of the talent they have out there, the chemistry that they have or supposed to have, the coach on this team. You're telling me you have the same core that's been together for 5 years now. You are not the new roster trying to figure things out. You are not the Dallas Mavericks who just got Kyrie Irving last season, just traded for Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington, a couple of main rotation pieces there a few months ago. If anything, that should be the team that's trying to figure things out. And it's not like the Miami Heat don't have stars that you can say, here's the ball, go get a bucket, make a play, run an offense. You got Jimmy Butler, you got Bam Adebayo, you got Tyler Hero. Even when Terry Rozier was playing, you got him too. Those are guys that are supposed to be playmakers, have been playmakers in this league. But when it comes to the fourth quarter, you got nothing. And then as we said earlier, Eric Spoelstra too, one of the greatest coaches of all time. He is. But why can't he contribute to some sort of offensive scheme to work down the stretch? Why can't he call timeouts on game-winning possessions to run a play? Why can't he call timeout when the Heat haven't scored in 4, 5, 6 minutes straight? Because that's happened multiple times this season. Why can't he call a timeout and draw up a play to get them an easy look? It makes no sense why the late fourth quarter offense on this team is so terrible. But all season, it has been that. Horrible. Abysmal. Just an abomination to watch. Because although the Miami Heat were down big early, they had a chance to make that game close. They outscored the Dallas Mavericks by 8 in the third quarter and then got outscored by 5 in that fourth quarter. Let's talk about the star players, because I think that's another glaring problem for the Miami Heat this year. Every time the Heat have a big matchup against a team with another couple star players, those stars have outperformed Miami stars every single time that I can remember. Tonight, Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, who did get slowed down in the second half. But in totality, you had Doncic finished with 29-9-9, and Kyrie Irving with 25 points on 10 of 15 shooting. Compare that with the Miami Heat's two best players. Jimmy Butler, 12 points, 5 of 8 shooting, 8 shots for him. The free throw attempts for him, 0. Bam Adebayo, 8 points. 3 of 13 for Bam Adebayo, who's one of the tallest, fastest, strongest player on the court. That's what they telling me. They telling me that Bam has all the weight room records for the Heat. We know that he's faster than Maxi Kleber. He's supposed to be stronger than PJ Washington. How are you shooting 3 of 13? That's unacceptable. And if you remember, in their last game versus Dallas, Bam was almost worse. He was 5 of 14 in that game. So that's there's too many times this season, and I said this after that game too, because Bam had those back-to-back abysmal games versus the Mavericks and the Thunder, if you remember. I said he has too many of those, and that's unacceptable. Guys can have bad nights, but when you're Bam Adebayo, 3-13 should never happen, not once. And certainly not this many times throughout a season. He's too big. He's not a guy like Tyler Hero that might have a cold shooting game. No. Bam Adebayo was missing bunny after bunny inside the paint today, and that cannot happen. 8 points for him is ridiculous. To throw a little bit of positivity in there, I just want to state again, I'm not saying that these are bad players. I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo are a bad player and can't turn it around in the postseason. But I'm reacting to the game. And both those guys were bad today. It's not me saying they're bad players. I love both those guys. And I think Bam Adebayo will be a star in this league for a very long time. And I will never bet against Jimmy Butler. No matter how bad things look, he's earned my benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise in the postseason. But tonight, those guys were ridiculously bad. What else do we got tonight here then? Nikola Jovic, after having the 23 points last game, didn't do much today. Caleb Martin did have a nice little bounce back himself. 14 points for him. Tyler Hero wasn't terrible today. 21-7-6, but 6-15 shooting, so not super efficient. But you did like a lot of what he was doing out there. Hayward Highsmith, only 2 points tonight, but 10 boards. Jaquez, again, not a lot from him. Patty Mills, for some reason, got 10 minutes. A few of them in crunch time. When it was a single possession game, make that make sense, Eric Spoelstra? I don't get it. And then Kevin Love was probably your best player tonight. 16 points, 11 rebounds for him. Another thing that was frustrating, because obviously we talked about the Mavericks statistics earlier, is in that first quarter, Doncic got his third foul, and Kyrie started going off after that. And Spoelstra tried nothing different. He threw Hayward Highsmith on him, which I do like that matchup a little bit. Hayward typically makes things tough for guys, but he was getting cooked. He eventually got subbed out and sat on the bench like this. I felt bad for the man, I'm not going to lie. But when Kyrie was cooking you, and he hit 10 straight points to end the first quarter, I believe it was, why did Spo not try nothing different? God forbid we see a Kevin Love, Bam Adebayo lineup where maybe you can actually put some rim pressure there. So when Kyrie gets to the lane, it's not just an open paint. Or maybe, call me crazy, put Bam Adebayo on Kyrie. Why the hell not? Because Kyrie was cooking anyways. And I understand they don't want to put Bam on Kyrie because it gives up, you know, you don't have no one to guard the other team's bigs. Well, that's when you put in Kevin Love. Try something different. I don't care how crazy it sounds because it does sound crazy. But when you can't guard the guy, try something different. Don't keep trying the same thing. And the one thing Spo did try was bringing in Patty Mills. You have the guard cooking on the other team, and you got DeLon Wright sitting on your bench, who is a very good perimeter defender. Had a pretty nice offensive game last game too, yesterday. And Spo brings in Patty Mills. It makes no sense, and it's absolutely beyond me. So much problems with this Heat team versus the top talent in the league. They're now like 2-for-12. Versus like the top 7 or 8 teams, something ridiculous like that. At home, as an underdog, they're now 0-10, 1-9 against the spread, which tells you that they're getting killed. Miami has a big problem because in years past, the one thing I will say that does make this year concerning is you had some games in the previous years where you beat a good team. You had a win versus Boston. Yeah, you had a few wins versus Milwaukee. And you said, okay, I know the Heat are losing to a lot of bad competition, but they're showing they can still hang with these good teams. And this year, it is not looking good at all. Not saying it's going to translate to the postseason once again because it is a completely different ball game. But let's not assume this Heat team will make the playoffs. When you are a playing team, you have one chance if you're the 8th or the 9th or 10th seed. If you're the 7 or 8, you got two chances to win. It is no guarantee that you get a win in those two games. And if you don't, you miss the postseason Miami Heat. And I will be livid because coming off an NBA Finals run to do nothing in the offseason and to miss the postseason is straight up malpractice of running an organization. We'll see what happens. The Miami Heat have 2 games left this regular season. I believe they are both versus the Toronto Raptors, with the next one being on Friday, it looks like. They're both home games, which means the Heat will probably lose both of them. Heat Nation, comment down below. Let me know how y'all feeling after tonight's game. If there was one reason to be positive going into the playoffs, what is it? Let me know. And if you've completely lost all hope, share your thoughts down below. Let's cope together. I'll see y'all after the next game. So make sure to like and subscribe so I can see y'all then. Peace out.
Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fish. Do it on my own, I don't need no dead weight. Had to kill him off, yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.